It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like or even love what you're about to hear, the number one reason the show has gotten around and stays in the favorites in iTunes and the App Store, it's because of your reviews. And we are in our 11th straight year because of you and your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand flow dreaming. And the only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. And I can't do it. I would if I could, but it has to be you. So if I've made any impact on your life at all, please scoot over to iTunes on your podcast app and either subscribe to Flow Dreaming or write a review of the show or the app or both. And mega kisses for doing both. I'll send some good flow your way too. So pause the episode and do it now. Or just get on to the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's Summer. Love being here with you. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your time this afternoon or evening or morning, whatever it is for you, learning more about what you are capable of, learning about your mind, your consciousness, your heart, your emotions, and your flow. Flow dreaming is a way of looking at life that you live. It's kind of a living philosophy, a living way of approaching every moment, knowing that you are a co-creator, which I know is an old term now. We keep throwing in that ball back and forth. Co-creator. We're going to get more into that this episode. What's that really mean? How do you have to behave or act as a co-creator? We're going to figure that out. That's why our topic today is called active prayer. Years ago, I traveled to Ireland and I held an in-person flow dreaming workshop there. And to my astonishment, a ton of Irish Catholic nuns signed up. And I thought, oh my God, what am I going to teach them? These all, and by and large, they were all, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, older Irish Catholic nuns. And I was this little young chicky thing over saying, okay, well, we're going to learn about energy and flow. And I thought, oh my God, what am I going to tell them? That was one of the most instructional experiences I've had as a result. I'm so glad that I was blessed with that situation. Because what I learned is, in fact, there is something I could communicate. And it's kind of like they shared with me, here's what we do. We spend our life speaking to God. That's what we do. We spend our life talking to God. And I realized, gosh, that's sort of what I do too. I spend my life talking to God. Only I don't call it God. I call it something a little different. We have, you know, different sort of window dressing, essentially, on what we're both doing. But I spend my life in conversation. And so do they. So today, I want to kind of help you understand what that life in conversation feels like, what it looks like, especially from the context of if you came from a Christian family, if you came from a family where perhaps you did go to church and you did pray. How does flow relate to that? Is there a connection? Is there something you can take from that? We'll get into that. And then, of course, we're going to do a flow dream together a little later in the show. Okay, so jumping right in. flow dreaming as an active form of prayer. Flow dreaming, you know, I've done so many shows what flow dreaming is that I'm going to try and cobble this one together without having to give you a big long explanation again, because so many of you already know. And in my breaks, I say, go, you know, download the free kit. I explain the whole thing, the whole method. It's free. Take it, run with it, live with it, you know, enjoy it, test it, try it. So in a nutshell, right? In a nutshell, when you start to live your life from a space of flow and you use a practice known as flow dreaming, what you're really doing is changing the way that you show up in the universe. Instead of going through your life and your day without a whole lot of conscious direction and thought, without much emotional or energetic connection to what you're doing, right? Most of us just, you know, 90% of our day is just us responding to things. The phone rings, you respond by picking it up. Your child talks to you, you respond with a comment in return. You go to work, which is really a response to an obligation that you have to show up at 9 a.m. every morning. Respond, 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 respond. In flow dreaming, we turn the tables on that. We say, no, no. I don't just respond. I pre-spond. Get it? Re-pre? I made it up. It's a word. It's a word now. Pre-spond. I pre-spond. This means that I anticipate things that haven't yet occurred. I anticipate them not because I'm thinking through, oh, this and that's going to happen, because I can't know everything that will happen in my day. I don't. I have no idea. You know, someone might come to my door knocking at 2 p.m. I don't know that yet. But I am able to look forward in my day emotionally and say, I want to feel certain things. I want to feel today no stress. Right? This has become a big goal of mine. No stress days. Like, I'm checking these off on my calendar. I'm checking off the days that I experience stress. No stress days. I want to experience what it's like to be in balance. I want to experience what it's like to have no fear about things. I want to experience great, booming, robust health. I want to, right? So I have this list of things that I want to feel. And when I go pre-spawned, I'm going down that list inside myself. I feel healthy. I feel balanced. I feel, you know, and I don't just say them to myself. It's not affirmations. I'm actually feeling them. I'm feeling it. And it doesn't matter if there's anything in my life yet that's given me reason or cause to feel that way. In fact, oftentimes there isn't. But I feel it anyway. Because that's how I'm communicating to my future. That's how I am programming my flow. I'm pre-spawning to things that haven't yet occurred, giving my flow the emotions of who I'm becoming by becoming that person now inside instead of waiting for my life to show up with things that I can then respond to. Because if you're always just waiting, it's a crapshoot, right? Sometimes you'll respond with sadness. Sometimes you'll respond with fear. Sometimes you'll respond with happiness. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what response will be called from you, meaning you have no idea what your day or week or life is going to look like. Manifestors, flow dreamers, though, say, uh-uh, I'm a co-creator. I'm not just passively waiting for these situations to arise for me to respond to. I'm a co-creator in this life. Life doesn't just happen to me. I happen to life. I happen to life. Get it? It's a full-on 180 switch in your head. In your heart, in the way that you think and you feel, and it feels weird and foreign when you first start living this way. And it can feel like, well, what do I do next? How do I make that practical? That's why I call flow a living philosophy. It's a way that you behave, breathe, think, feel, anticipate. You can slot everything into flow, into this understanding of how things work. That's why I've been able to explore this topic for, 12, 13 years? 14 years? 15? I don't know. 16? Oh my God, maybe it's 16 now. Because there's always more to learn. So what does this have to do with active prayer? I know I'm digressing. Let me get back on track. Active prayer. Okay, so I'm this person now who's come to the realization I'm a co-creator. What does that mean? Okay. When most of us were raised, many, if not most, we were originally taught to believe that if we acted a certain way, we would get certain things. Behave like this and you'll receive that, right? Our parents told us this. It's necessary. You know, be good, listen to me, and you'll receive rewards. If you don't listen to me, if you're bad, then bad things will happen, right? We've been primed for punishment and reward from pretty much the very minute of our birth. Because our parents need to keep us safe. They need to make sure that we're not a four-year-old running out in the street. So they better have told us, you listen when I speak. And we learned that. And they used both to make sure, punishment and reward. This notion, this idea, has carried over into many of our major religions. Not just our parents now are punishing and rewarding us, but God or Source punishes us and rewards us. And we've transferred this thought into this understanding that I have to be good enough to be rewarded. I have to be good enough to receive. And if I'm bad, if I'm less than, I will be punished. I want you to start shattering that paradigm. Okay, this is what happens. We go through life and certain models work for a certain length of time. And then something changes. And those old models no longer work. Those old models change. And a new model has to take its place. I was talking, in fact, I mentioned this on my last podcast. I was talking with my brother recently, and we were saying how, you know, successful people, both who are entrepreneurs as well as in the military, he's a lieutenant colonel now, and he's in advanced training at some school to become something even bigger. And, you know, we were talking about how it's our own guts, it's our own ability, it's our ability to command and to control and get things done and know that we've done it right gets you to a certain point in your career or your company. And then you have to change. You have to completely let go of that model. You have to switch into the model now where you become a delegator, which is not something you could ever do in the beginning because you didn't have anyone to delegate to, but now you do. If you fail to make that transition, you will be stuck forever at that middle management level, at that one rank, at whatever it is, because you will have failed to shift into the new model that's required, which is I empower my people now. I delegate those under my command. I give to my employees that responsibility. The same is true in your own spiritual existence, right? Hear me out. The model that said reward and punishment is the way to go shifts. Now, you can still use that model in small ways for yourself. I did a podcast a few episodes ago, I did a show a few episodes ago about how when we create rituals for ourselves, when you create a practice for yourself, you can use reward and punishment as one of your personal tools. But when it comes to you in life, you can let that one go, a bigger level. When it comes to your own growth, and here is what you have to switch into instead. You stop looking at life and God and the universe and Source, consciousness, whatever you want to call it. You stop looking at it as something that rewards and punishes you. Instead, you look at it as something that is constantly responsive. That's all it is. It's responsive to you. It's reflective of you. It has this kind of inner sweetness, a direction, a fondness, love for you that says, I want you to grow. I want you to become something bigger and better. And how do we know this? Because our universe was set forth with this kind of directive from the get-go. Big, bang, boom, go. Explode, explore, expand, become. All of these planets, these gases that coalesced into planets, and then the planets that coalesced into living ecosystems and living ecosystems that developed creatures that could embody consciousness, which is then set off on a growth trajectory. Can you see this is a one-directional experiment we're involved in? grow, and become. And eventually you reach the point, just like that toddler and the parents, we don't have to say to our kids anymore, reward and punishment. Your relationship with your own parents have probably shifted at some point in your life, at least if your parents are somewhat enlightened, right? And now they just reflect to you. They respond to you. They're not punishing you anymore. They're not rewarding you anymore. They love you as a constant. And the way that your relationship is formed is what you're reflecting off of each other. And some of us have healthy reflections and some of us have unhealthy reflections. Well, let's start feeling that same way about our future, about God, about flow. This means that when we bow our head in prayer, or when we go into flow, when we start having a conversation, that's what we're talking about. This is a conversation. You have decided there is more than just physical existence. There's just more than physical existence. Therefore, I would like to start opening a conversation with non-physical existence. How do I do that? And yes, there are tons of religions that will teach you and give you ways and methods to do that. And all I'm offering you is just one more way. A way that works phenomenally for me, for many of you as well. That's why I share it. It's not a religious thing. It's a conversation. It's a conversation with non-physical. And here's how it works. I recognize this flow state as having a loving benevolence toward me, a directive that was unleashed for me saying, Summer, grow, become something, develop, evolve. The same directive that was given to a planet, to a sun, to a galaxy, to a universe. I was given the same thing. Develop and evolve. What do you need to do that? Right? What do I need to do that? Imagine if this benevolence, we'll call it the benevolence, said to a universe, grow and evolve. And the universe said, well, I need a few things to do that. Can you imagine if the benevolence withheld that from the universe? We wouldn't have a universe, would we? Wouldn't have been gifted with the tools, the gases, the metals, the molecules, the very structure it needs. In the same way, we've been given the very structure, the very things that we need. Just as the universe was given what it needs to evolve, we've been given what we need to evolve and expand as well. One of those things was a body. One of those things was consciousness. And you know what? There's a host more things that we can't even perceive, but we do know these two right now because obviously these are the two we're working with and playing with, physical and non-physical. And some of us are still stuck in just surviving physical, right? Survival mode. We've been in it. We know people who've been in it, who are in it. They are just still steering through physical survival. Some of us have said, all right, yeah, I've kind of got that physical survival part down. I'm ready to move into non-physical survival. How about not just non-physical survival? How about non-physical mastery? Oh, now it's starting to feel good and rich. This is where the conversation gets interesting because non-physical survival is just you every now and then saying, hey, God, please help me with this. Please help me with that, right? It's kind of like the minimum. It's the old reward and punishment. If I'm good enough, will you give me this? Who has ever, you know, faced a life and death situation and you found yourself suddenly praying? Oh my God, when I had breast cancer last year, I found myself talking to my flow. Hey, I promise I'll do this and that if you just spare my life. And then I thought, oh my God, how classic is that? Right? That's what desperation drives you to. Making bargains? There's a better way. And it's called conversation. It's not called punishment reward. If you do the dishes, you'll be rewarded with your allowance. If you're a good person, I'll let you live a few more years, right? And I realized, no, that's not how I want to live. I don't want to live in a series of bargains. I want a conversation. I need to be in the next paradigm, the new paradigm. And I know what that is. I know what it feels like, so I'm going to do that instead. That's what I want to give to you today. What it feels like to be in that paradigm. In that paradigm, when I am closing my eyes and I move into a space called flow, I will be opening an emotional dialogue. I will be asking Flo, what am I reflecting to you? What are you reflecting back to me? There is no supplication. There is simply conversation, awareness. I offer my expectations. I listen for answers. It's very different. No punishment, no reward. I move into flow and I say, here's how I want to feel. And what is the flow that I'm moving into? Well, you may move into that space in prayer. I'm calling this active prayer. Because not only am I stating, here is what I want, but I'm becoming what I want. I'm not waiting for it to be answered. I'm already answering it. I'm answering it in me by creating the feeling states of the things that I want to experience in my life. I'm gifting my flow. I'm gifting my God. I'm gifting my source with my expectations, with my needs, with my requests. And then flow is feeling that, capturing it, taking it, and shining a light into all the future events and possibilities that could offer that to me. I don't have to earn it. I don't have to be good enough to get it. I don't have to get it as a reward for anything. You know why? Because if I'm truly aligned to it, then there's no getting there that has to be done. I'm already there. I'm already that person who should be receiving that, whatever it is that I'm asking for. Now, the real work here is not in the earning of things any longer or the deserving of things. In the new paradigm, it's shifted. It's, I am these things. I behave as if I'm these things. I work and act and feel as if I am these things. And you know what? It's not as easy as it sounds. Because often it requires you to be bold, to be fearless, to be at peace, to be content, to be in all kinds of states and expectations and behaviors about yourself. You're the one doing this work so that you can maintain this level of alignment so that Source will give you what you're asking for. You see what I'm saying? Source is not tasking you with jumping over certain hurdles or being a good person or any of that. Source is just saying, if you are that, you receive that. You get where I'm going here? There's no punishment. If you are that, then you receive that. Your business then becomes, how do I live as if I am that? Your own shortcomings, your own fallibilities are what hold you back or hold you lower or hold you from receiving. Do you see this? You're not requesting anymore and being gifted something. You are stating something and then you are behaving into that thing that you have stated. Your flow, your God, your source becomes a co-creative partner with you. A co-creative partner says, well, you held up your side, I will hold up my side. You became that, then I will reflect that. You're heading toward that, I will open the way for that. Are you getting it? This is like a shift in how you view your life, how you reviewed the whole, how do I develop? Who am I developing? What am I developing into? This is why for so many years I've said I refuse to look at my life like I'm, you know, passing a series of lessons or climbing a ladder or I'm above somebody or I'm a ancient lifer and you're a first lifer. Like those are all very judgy ways of looking at Source, looking at ourselves. Having to do with one person is privileged and picked and smarter and one person's dumber or unprivileged and not chosen. For me, God does not work like that. Flow does not work like that. Source doesn't work like that. We're all chosen. And we're all being gifted all the different things we ask for. If someone has something else, they've asked for that. That's become part of their existence. They've been fascinated by that at some point in their growth and development, and they went that way. I've been fascinated by certain other things, and I've moved in that other direction. I've gotten those experiences instead. I've co-created them. I've co-created my way into them. I've aligned myself into them. When I'm flow dreaming now, when I'm in a form of this active prayer, again, there's no supplication. There's no requesting. I know sometimes I use requesting because there's just not enough vocabulary to express this. But when I'm really in flow, I am being. And the more I can be fully, completely, strongly, the more my life matches that. The more flow and source gives me the things that link up perfectly to that person I am being. And the trick is in being it. Look at it like this. You know how when 20 years ago, let's say, well, I guess that supposes you guys are all at least in your 40s, right? However long ago, 10 years, whatever. Think about yourself when you were younger. You had certain expectations, right? And your life kind of filled those expectations. And as you got older, your expectations changed and your life filled those expectations. You had different needs and desires, and somehow your life served those. That continues, right? You grow into certain states. You grow into certain expectations. You grow into certain ways of behaving. And there are names for these, like wisdom. Or some of you have gone the opposite and you've gotten jaded. You've grown into these different feeling states, these different ways of communicating with your life. Your conversations have either deepened or they've stalled out or staled. Or perhaps they never really moved past the reward and punishment because no one had ever told you there was another way of being. Well, now you know there is. Active prayer means that when you move into flow, and if you learn how to flow dream, you can say in your mind, this is the same thing as prayer. It's just me having a conversation with Source. But now I'm coming to it almost as an equal. And some of you, that will rattle. You'll say, God is always greater than me. Let's look at it like this. Let's pretend God is a body. You are a cell in that body. You are part of God. A very important part. You could say the body is greater than you, because it is. It's bigger, it's vaster, it's more complicated. There's an intelligence that's spread through all the other pieces and parts of it. There's a whole. You are a piece of the whole. You are therefore also important. Very important, intrinsic. Because if there wasn't you, if there wasn't all the cells, there would be no God. You're part of God. God is made of you. You are made of God. Let's just play with that thought for a bit. You won't go to hell for it, I promise you. You're allowed. Experiment. Have fun with it. Have fun with this idea that I'm co-creating with God. We're playing together, two kids in a sandbox, shaping things, making things. What do you want to make? Help me make it. Let's make it together. Let's make it together. That's what I mean by active prayer. Flow dreaming is your key to that. It changes your entire life. It changes the things that come to you. It changes, it removes that yoke from around your neck of, I have to do this, this, and this before I'll be rewarded with that, that, and that. You know what? Yeah, you end up making a lot of changes. You end up healing. You end up growing. You end up doing a lot of things. But it's because you realize that in order for me to feel how I want to feel, to pre-spawn the way I want to pre-spawn, I have to shift and change those things in me. I'm doing it for me, not for a reward. Just because I don't want to show up as that person anymore. I don't want to show up with those expectations anymore. That's why you change. So there is a nice little nugget for you to think on, a philosophical point for you to bite into and ask yourself, what is my conversation like right now with non-physical? Is it ongoing? Is it robust? Is it clear? Is it always evolving and growing? Is it getting better and closer every day? If not, do I want it to? Remember how I said we were given two things, two tasks, live in a body and be connected with your soul. Be in the physical and be in the non-physical. Are you really succeeding at both? Do you want to succeed at both? You can. You were primed for it. You were set up to do it. You were given all the tools, just like the universe was given all the things it needed to grow and expand. So have you. So you can't say they're not there for you. They're everywhere. Take them up. Go for it. Do it. All right, we have a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to do a flow dream together, an active prayer, if you will, and I'm going to try to recast my flow dreaming to have it make more sense to you as a form of active prayer. So stay with me, and we'll have more flow dreaming right after this. Hey, it's summer again, and we're on a break. But this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It's just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show. All right, you guys, ready to flow dream? Let's dig into this. Flow dreaming is not meditation, hypnosis, affirmations, any of that. It's its own thing. It's a form of emotional conversation and connection within a place called flow. I ask you to daydream your way in. Daydreaming is a natural conduit. It's a way that we are constantly connecting with that non-physical that we are. I've done podcasts, actually, about daydreaming. You can also look it up on my website. I've written some articles about the power of daydreaming and why it's built into us from the get-go. So if you don't know how to flow dream, go to my website, get the tutorial. And if you do know how to flow dream, jump in with me and we'll start by closing our eyes. Nice deep breath, releasing in and out. Slow, easy, deep breathing at your own pace. Letting your abdomen, your buttocks relax. Letting your stomach out. Letting your shoulders drop. Feel how your jaw and your throat drop open. Release. Feel your brow as it too lets go. And you notice a sensation, a feeling swirling and drifting around you. It's a feeling of lifting, getting lighter. As if you were a balloon, a little white balloon that was let go of Now you're drifting up into the soft, easy, gentle breeze. Up and up you go. Up and up in your daydream. Till you reach the soft, gentle currents of the clouds. You begin to flow with those clouds, moving like a bird, a balloon. You're being carried along. There's no effort on your part. Something bigger, something greater is holding you, cherishing you, moving you forward into your future, into your flow. Every moment that ticks by, effortless, you didn't have to make it. Imagine if you had to create each moment before you could have it. No, this has already been done for you. It's been gifted to you, this tapestry of time. It's been given to you, a gift. A gift by something benevolent, beautiful, great, ancient, real. The tapestry of time. You've been blessed with it. A day, a week, a month, a year. You can feel yourself looking at each one of these as if you were standing in a room right now, filled with great big wheels like a clock tower. The most beautiful room you've ever seen, the mechanics of the universe occur here. Time as it's being created, given to you. You never had to ask for this. You never had to earn this. It was gifted to you. And why? You already earned it. You already deserved it. You deserve it just by being, because you are. And you think to yourself, if I've been given this most precious and valuable, this most fantastical thing, moments of my life, years, if I've been given this, what else have I been given? What else don't I have to earn? And it starts to dawn on you. I'm like a child in a toy store. I've been given the toy store, everything in it. I don't have to stand at the shelves and look up longingly at that toy, begging for it, asking for it. It's already mine. It's waking up to the awareness that I can take it. I can reach up and have it. I can receive it. Even those biggest, brightest, most enormous toys, the ones that we're afraid to sometimes, we're like, I can really have that? Me? Oh, me? And we see other kids playing with those big, big toys, and we think, how did they get it? It must be that their parents are rich, or they were especially, or they're spoiled, or they're this, or... No. No, they received it. They felt they had permission to take it, whether it was a parent or whoever gave it to them. And you recognize, I have that same feeling here in this great toy store of my life. My parent has already told me, you may have that. Everything in the store is yours. Everything in this world is yours. Anything can come into your life. What do you want? What do you want to experience? Who do you want to become? And you say, well, wow, I want a lot of things. And again, feel the benevolence. Feel the love of God. Feel the love of Source, the universe, saying to you, you can have anything you wish, my child. Anything, everything. It's all made of me. You are made of me. Take what you need. Take what you want. I want to see what you do with it. I'm curious. Enjoy. Have fun. Grow with it. Please grow with it. And that's when you realize that's all that's ever been asked of you. Just grow with it. Grow with it. You want that? Try it. Grow with it. And you think about all the things you've ever asked for, all the things you've ever received, all the things that you've never asked for, and yet somehow you must have, because there they were in your life. You realize there's a lot of things you've grown with that weren't what you wanted, but you grew with them anyway. Those things that were painful or difficult, you grew with them anyway. You received them anyway. You plucked them from the shelves. And yet right now you make a decision. I'm plucking the things that I want. As big as they can be. As much as I can receive. Flow, God, let's make these things together. And I recognize some things are pretty far out there. It may take me a while. It may take me a lifetime or more than one lifetime to reach those things. Because, yeah, I've been plopped down in a certain part of this toy store, the one where I grew up. A certain set of conditions put around me, my parents, my culture, my skin color, my gender, my economic status. Yes, those defined the things that were most reachable, the closest shelves. And I may not reach certain other shelves. But what I can reach is vast. And so right now, I say to my flow, I say to God, I say to this benevolence, I say to Source, let's have a conversation about this, about who I'm becoming and what you're gifting me to become that person. Let's do this together. And I'm going to ask for one thing right now, one feeling that I want to reach in my life, one area that I want to correct or become something in. And I'm going to say, let's make this happen. Let's do this together. Let's co-create this. Let's become this. I'm going to feel it right now and in all my days ahead. This is going to become part of my life, part of my direction, part of everything. Let's become it. Feel that now. And ride that feeling like a surfer rides a wave all the way back in to shore, back into your body, back into your regular waking mind and life. And now when you're ready, open your eyes. And there you go. A pretty beautiful flow dream, as it turns out. Opening the conversation. Your new form of active prayer. Flow dreaming. How you feeling? Pretty good. I hope so. That's the whole point of flow dreaming, to feel amazing when you are done with it. If you love that one, I'm going to recommend two playlists to keep this rolling in your life. The first one is called Ask and I Will Receive playlist. The second one is called Heavenly Love playlist. Ask and I Will Receive playlist and Heavenly Love. Both of those are available at flowdreaming.com, and they're collections of audios that I've recorded. Beautiful ones, well thought out, well produced, really, really nice, lengthy, you know, 15, 20 minutes long, to get you even deeper into that space, deeper into this conversation. So go check those out. Also, I want to thank those of you who've rated my show on iTunes. I was checking out last night. Yeah, I do. I go and I look and see what people have written and said. And a smattering of you have, put up ratings every month. And I just want to tell you guys, I love you for that. Thank you so much. If any of you listening now found value and you want to rate it, pay it forward. Please, please, please do. It's really what helps underwrite the whole program. So, until next time, love you guys, and I'll see you next week. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.